First, FEMA redrew its flood maps, putting many homes in flood zones for the first time. Then people began getting notices about imminent flood insurance rate hikes, big, sticker shock-inducing hikes. People said they felt blindsided and powerless. There were stories about how the huge increases could force people out of their homes, and complaints that FEMA's new maps were flawed. Hearing the cries, both state and federal politicians took action. The question is, will either of the solutions they crafted actually work? On the federal side, Congress passed a law that doesn't stop the flood insurance premium increases, it just slows them down a bit. Paul Chase, CEO of the Greater New Bedford Association of Realtors, says consumers are just now starting to understand the new law's basic provisions.
But maybe not all the intricacies in how it might affect them in the future, so it's naturally making them nervous.
Chase says the new law limits flood insurance premium increases to a maximum of 18% per year. The move spreads out the financial pain over years for homeowners. But Linda Hopps, the regional vice president of the Greater New Bedford Association of Realtors, says the words flood insurance still strike fear in many people's hearts.
I have had a lot of hesitancy on people saying, if it's got flood insurance, I don't want to buy it. I don't know what's going to happen in the future.
The flood insurance issue continues to chill the market, and Hopps and other realtors can't make any promises or offer assurances to potential buyers who need to buy flood insurance.
We have a form that says, you have flood insurance, but we want you to sign this form saying, we're not guaranteeing anything. Your flood insurance could triple. So that kind of spooks them, too. It's like the unknown.
If someone finds out they need flood insurance, Hopps says they should do some research. They should find out where they're located on a FEMA flood map, because the maps often are wrong. She cites one example of homeowners who were nowhere near the water receiving a notice that they needed flood insurance. Hopps decided to fight it with the insurance company.
So I said, show me on the map where this property is located. Well, they had the property about 6 or 7 blocks closer to the water than it really is. So the maps are wrong.
But the burden is on homeowners to prove that to FEMA. And Paul Chase says one of the best ways homeowners can protect themselves is to hire a surveyor to check their property and file what's called a flood elevation certificate. It isn't cheap, but Chase says it often can be crucial to getting a property's flood risk designation amended.
If you're talking about a $10,000 increase, a $1,000 survey is probably worth your while to do, because you stand a very good chance of bringing it down.
But that's not guaranteed. And with FEMA facing a $24 billion gap, agency officials have said they may amend their flood maps again in a few years, adding still more people to flood zones. Meanwhile, elected officials in Massachusetts also are working on a fix. Recently, the House side of the state legislature passed a law that would let homeowners buy flood insurance only in the amount of the balance of their mortgage. On the surface, that seems like a lifesaver, but Massachusetts Senator Dan Wolf calls the idea ill-conceived.
When you look at who this legislation actually protects, it protects the mortgage holder. It doesn't actually give the homeowner any protection, and in fact, it reduces the amount of insurance they have so that should there ever be a catastrophe, they're left naked, they're left uncovered.
So if a homeowner with $40,000 left on their mortgage bought flood insurance for just that amount, here's what Wolf says would happen if their home suffered catastrophic damage in a storm.
The homeowner is there with a destroyed home, a property that might not be worth anything. A $40,000 check gets written to cover what your mortgage was, and that person is wiped out.
Wolf says the current bill lacks a key provision.
If we're really going to allow people to reduce their insurance to only cover the mortgage, then the bank that's covered by that is the one that should pay the premium. It just seems so counterintuitive. And to call this some kind of consumer protection bill just seems like absurd to me.
Senator Wolf says he doubts the proposed state legislation will ever succeed in the Senate. Now that the federal law has passed, he says state lawmakers should have enough time to craft a revised bill. One that offers homeowners a degree of rate relief and protects them from potentially losing everything in the process.